Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
2017.
Let's go.
Oh, man. We are so happy to be recording our first podcast of the new year.
Yes.
And we are so happy to welcome everyone tonight. To all of our new listeners, we want to say thank you for joining us. Welcome.
And all our old listeners, welcome back. Welcome home, y'all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We're here for another podcast. So I'm Katasi.
And I'm Walner.
We're real estate investors. We flip homes. We either buy them and sell them at a wholesale price to other investors who renovate them, or we renovate them ourselves and sell them at a retail price to homeowners. We started this podcast mainly because people are asking us questions, and we figured that we can answer them all at once in one place, and then also be able to share with more people in case people had questions and wanted to be
definitely
in the loop.
This podcast gives us kind of a one-stop shop to share all this information with anyone who may want to know more information about real estate investing, or you know, use it as a place to direct anyone you know that may be interested.
Yes.
That may want to know more about real estate investing. What we look to do is to empower individuals to get into real estate investing, because it's something that we do it actively, and we make a living off of it, and it's been a blessing for us.
And it's a wonderful way to diversify your income and to create another income source, mm-hmm. and to also build wealth. It's actually an overutilized tool by people who have a lot of money, rich people.
Definitely.
And so we just figured we would probably expose this to our peers or our community who may not understand, or who may have felt, what's the word you used? Who have felt it was a daunting task to take on?
Yeah, it's a daunting task, definitely.
To kind of break it down in a more digestible digestible points that you guys can consume and hopefully feel a lot better about finding your path in real estate.
Definitely, because fear can keep a lot of us from doing things, and we want to break it down to break any myths or anything like that, so that it's comfortable for us to get into investing and start building wealth.
Exactly. So this week we're going to talk about why you should flip.
Why you should be flipping.
Why you should be flipping houses.
Maybe that should be a theme, but definitely today we're going to talk about it.
Definitely today we're going to talk about why y'all should be out here flipping these houses.
Definitely.
Flipping these houses. It's a relatively new thing.
Uh-huh.
You actually were pointing out earlier that most of the information out on investing is regards to rental, landlording.
Right.
Which has been mainstream forever.
Right.
But now, as you pointed out, it's becoming more and more mainstream to flip.
Definitely.
Especially after the bubble burst.
Definitely. I mean, just look at HGTV. Look at most of its shows on that network.
Yeah.
It's all about fixing and flipping. I mean, tearing out properties, do it yourselves, remodeling. I mean, HGTV has really become big based off these flipping shows. And even if you're on the internet doing online searches, and even driving to your job or whatever, you see all these billboards with people who are coming to your town to hold real estate seminars.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely flipping has become very mainstream, which is why a lot of people have looked into it.
Yeah, a lot of people have looked into it. And we just wanted to also, that's important when you talk about people coming to your town, this is actually very free. Mm-hmm. Very free way for you to get information on flipping. So any questions you have, shoot them our way.
Yeah. We'll be more than happy to let you know of our experience, and if we can answer any questions, we'll put them all on the podcast so that we can share with the broader audience.
Absolutely. So we have three reasons why we think that you should be flipping. Why we believe strongly that you should be flipping.
Get them.
Our first is one that's more what I know is interesting to everybody. You can make a lot of money.
We love money.
Everyone loves cash.
Everyone wants to put a good chunk of money in their checking accounts or in their pockets. Yep. You know, it never hurts to have some money.
It never hurts to have some money. Mm-mm. And, you know, and I want us to leave the money isn't important in 2016.
Right.
Because it is. And I actually
In 2017?
No, I want us to leave it in 2016. No, don't bring it into 2017.
That money...
That money is not important. It's not all about money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We want to get rid of that. We want to get rid of that because money is such a necessary tool.
Clearly.
That we should never downplay the significance
exactly.
of money.
Exactly. And if you're saying that, it's because you don't have money and you're trying to make yourself feel better about not right. having it. I'm not judging. I'm just saying... There's some ways to make some more money. Real estate right. can be one of them, and here's why. So, with everything that you invest in, you get a return. And real estate has really high returns on investment.
Right.
Here's an example of return on investment that's very simplified. Mm-hmm. Say you bought a baseball card.
Right.
For $1.
Which player is on it?
I don't know anything about baseball.
Okay.
Who is this first? Jackie
Robinson.
Okay, yes.
That would not be worth $1. Anyway, let's keep it simple.
If you found it for $1, say like someone sold it to you for $1, a baseball mm-hmm. card.
Right.
You went to the flea market and sold it for $10.
Okay, so you bought it for $1 and then you're selling it for $10?
You're selling for $10.
Okay.
And you get the $10.
Okay.
What is your return on investment?
You made a 900% return on your investment.
That is right.
Yeah. Because wow. That's a lot. That's a huge investment.
That's a huge return. Our return on investment is essentially what you made mm-hmm. minus what it cost you mm-hmm. divided by
what it cost you.
Divided by what it cost you.
Right. So what you made was the $10.
Yeah.
And you're subtracting what it cost.
Yep.
So you paid $1 for that card. So it would be 10 minus 1. So that leaves you with 9. So it would be now 9 divided by the cost, which is 1. So 9 divided by 1 is 9.
It's 9.
Gotcha.
So you would have made times 100 because it's a percent.
Right.
So you would have made $900. A 900 return on your investment. That is a huge percentage.
Yes, it is.
To give you perspective, what is the current return on your bank account? Like your money marketing?
So low. I think it's like 0.003 or 0.004.
Yeah, it's super ridiculous. So you can see essentially 900%. If you put $1 in your bank account on January 1st, and at the end of the day, you were making 900%, you would have had 9 extra dollars that you did not have to work for at right. all, passively coming to your bank account.
Right, right.
That is what a return on investment is. And in real estate, you see such high numbers of return.
Yeah, it's not uncommon to see.
It's not uncommon.
Returns.
For example, we did that podcast about how we made 15 grand, right?
Our first 15,000.
Our first 15,000. Here's an example of what that return looked like. So we spent $6,000 in closing costs, in gas money, driving back and forth. I calculated our costs paying the realtor.
Right.
I calculated our costs to be $6,000.
Okay.
Now we made 15.
So we made 15. Right.
It cost us six. It cost us $6,000 to make $15,000.
Correct.
So if you take six, if you take 15 minus $6,000, you get. You get $9,000.
Right.
$9,000. Uh-huh. If you divide that by 6, you get like one. It's 150%.
Right. It's about 150% return on our investment.
In 2 weeks.
Right.
We made 150%. We spent $6,000, and in 2 weeks, we made 9.
That's a good return.
That's what our net profit was.
That's a good return. Because
net profit is your gross, which was 15, mm-hmm. minus what we actually... It cost us so right. six. So right. we actually pocketed 9 extra $1,000 in 2 weeks.
Right.
You're never gonna get that in your bank account. I don't know anything about stocks, so I'm not gonna tread in that waters. But 2 weeks, that's what we made.
Right. Right. And it's not uncommon to have higher returns than even that.
Exactly.
So real estate being a vehicle to bring you, to yield you high return on your investment is definitely a major reason why you should get into real estate investing.
Yes. And just to make sure, we'll talk about this another time, but the $6,000 we spent was not money out of our pocket. It was just deducted out of our profit because it costs to have the attorney close and all the procedures that cost that. So it was deducted from the 15 that was the gross, the right. gross profit.
Right.
But essentially, for $6,000, we made $9,000 exactly. in 2 weeks. Exactly. That is 150% return.
Right.
Real estate, it can do that. Now, the person who we sold it to another investor mm-hmm. who ended up renovating it. She ended up spending $244. That includes buying it from us, mm-hmm. putting the money to renovate it, paying the realtor to sell it, closing costs, holding costs, taxes, insurance, all of that. And in 6 months, she made $151,000.
Right.
So she put in $244.
What?
$1,000.
Uh-huh.
And then she walked away at the end with an additional $151,000.
That's correct.
Which means her return was 38%, uh-huh. which is huge.
Right.
Which is huge. You're still not seeing that in your bank account at the end of the day. You're not even you're not even seeing 1%
right.
in your bank account at the end of the day. Just having your money sit there in a money market account.
Right.
So understand, you guys, it's important to save, and I know that it earns interest, but we just told you that the return on that's has the money sitting in your bank account is quite low.
Right.
And it's quite low. And it's fine to have something in there doing that, but take some, start diversifying. And real estate's not the only thing you can do, but it's what we do, and it's why we're talking about it today.
Exactly, exactly. We were taught early on that it's not always the smartest idea to let your money park in a bank account or any investment vehicle that's not yielding you a good return.
Yeah.
Because you have to deal with things like inflation. And inflation, percentage of your return on investment for these market accounts and bank accounts, it's not keeping up with inflation.
Yeah.
And that could definitely put you in a bad position. But real estate provides you so much high returns that makes it very attractable.
Yeah, attractive.
Attractive.
So just a few examples. I mean, we made 150% on our money in two weeks. Mm-hmm. She made 38% on her money.
In six months. But it was with higher figures, of course.
With higher figures and more risk.
More risk. Definitely.
More risk. And more money up. Because she actually had to put in, $244,000.
To fix it.
And then she got back $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 months, but it was well worth it. You know, it was well worth it. You're never going to see that
type of return,
in that period of time. And I haven't seen it in anything else.
Right.
I really haven't. And it's just something that's so major,
mm-hmm.
so major. I want everyone to understand and to know about it. Another thing that's important is second point is why you should invest in real estate. Because you get 100% control of your investment.
And what does that mean, Tossie?
When you invest in different things like the stock market or in bonds or things like that,
mm-hmm.
you are not, or even in a 401k,
mm-hmm.
you are not in direct control of how your money is making money.
Okay.
That means if for a 401k, you have your job take it out and some kind of firm handles it, whether it be Fidelity or Morgan Stanley,
mm-hmm.
or is Wells Fargo Morgan Stanley?
I don't know.
Yeah. One of these firms and brokers in those firms, they're the ones who put your money in different places, and that's how your retirement accounts make money.
Mm-hmm.
That's how your stock portfolios make money. You have these brokers. They make the decisions. You know, they make decisions on where your money goes.
Right. So you're saying when you start a job and you want to be a part of their 401k plan, it's the brokers or the firms that partner up with the job that ultimately decide
exactly. where to put your money so exactly. it can make money.
Exactly.
You decide to put it in the account. You say, okay, take 10%.
Right.
But then when that 10% goes somewhere, how it makes money is not your decision.
Exactly.
They put it in different places.
Exactly.
And they are the ones who choose how your money makes money.
Right.
With real estate, once, from the moment your name is even on a contract.
Right.
That you're in process of buying a property, you are in 100% control of that property. At the point that you close, no, sorry, if your name's on a contract, you're not 100% in control, but you have control. You have some say.
Exactly.
To the point that you close on the property and your name is on the deed, your name is on the title, you have 100% control of that asset.
And what does that mean?
That means if you want to flip it, that's your decision. Uh-huh. If you want to rent it, that's your decision. If you want to let it sit and rot, that's your decision. Uh-huh. If you want to have it passed down to your nieces and nephews or generationally, that's your decision. What? There's no one making that decision for you. What? Even when you're working with a realtor to sell your property or to rent out your property, they still have to legally ask you your opinion before they do anything. If any offers come in, if anyone inquires about the house and tells them about it, they have to report it to you so that you can make that decision.
Wow. That's control.
That's control.
Wow.
That's control. I decide who I sell it to.
Right.
I decide who I rent it to.
Right.
I decide who I choose to have renovate it, work on the property.
Right.
My decision.
Right.
My decision. The buck stops with me. It's my decision.
And why is that so important to have that control?
Because then I control how my money's made.
And that's important.
Who knows the people who are picking where your 401k money's going to? Can you imagine if I'm giving away 10% of my income and I don't even know?
Right.
I'm not saying you shouldn't invest in 401ks. I'm just saying the difference.
Right.
And I find it a lot more liberating and empowering to be the one who decides how my money is made.
Right.
By the time I put any money towards a house, I want to decide. It makes me feel better to decide how, you know, because we already experienced it. Right. People who don't make good decisions, the whole thing could fall flat. You could lose money. Right. If I'm risking my money, I want to be the one deciding.
Definitely. And you point out a great example that 100% control is so important because, let's say, for example, you're in the middle of a renovation project. Let's say you just completed renovating a property that was probably in a very bad shape. And let's say you just finished completing the renovation and the market tanked like it did in 2008. And let's say you can't sell that house for top value on the retail market because, you know, the market just crashed. You can now, because you have 100% control, you can decide, okay, I can't sell it on the retail market, but I can still rent this property out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use that strategy, and instead of putting it on the retail market like I wanted to, I'm going to make it a rental and collect monthly revenue.
Yep. And I guess that's also another one that we didn't even have down as a benefit for real estate. It's a tangible asset.
There you go.
When the stock market crashed, listen, the money's gone. It's just gone. Yep. It's just gone.
Your money is
evaporated. It's just gone.
Yeah.
When the real estate market crashed, a lot of people lost a lot of equity. Some people even lost their homes.
Right.
In cases where it's foreclosure, it's really the bank's asset and not yours because you hadn't paid it off yet.
Right.
But the bank still had an asset.
Right.
The physical house was still there, and they could just sell it to somebody else.
You can touch a house. You can smell it. You can open the doors.
Yeah.
Well, it is a physical object that is there.
So even because, like every market, the stock market, the real estate market, every market is cyclical. It always rises and corrects, falls, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's economics.
Right.
Everything rises and falls. It's just a cycle of economics.
Right.
So when the market, and we're due for another correction, when the market corrects itself, the money that's in the stock market evaporates. That's just it. The money that's in your 401k, it's gone.
Right.
If you have a house, it may not be worth what it was before the market corrected, but the house is still there. So maybe now you can't sell it, like Juana said, but you can rent it.
You can rent it.
You can rent it.
You can rent it for as long as you want until the market
picks back up. Until the market picks back up, because it will.
It will.
It's cyclical. It will eventually rise. It's a tangible asset, and that's why I feel most comfortable with real estate.
I agree.
Because any investment's going to be a gamble. I just feel like I would like to have a little bit better ability to calculate the risks I'm taking.
Definitely. So control is definitely a major, major reason why
major
real estate
reason.
Investing is appealing.
Exactly. And our final reason is going to be tax benefits, y'all. I know.
You mean there's tax benefits? The tax man gives you benefits?
The tax man gives you benefits.
No way.
And there's a lot of benefits for obviously long-term rentals. That's not what we do currently, so I'm not going to talk about that. And actually, quite frankly, we're not even here to give y'all tax advice because we're not an accountant. You can ask any accountant who deals with real estate. I actually suggest you do that to get information on the benefits that you can have by investing through real estate to get the concrete. We used to scan the tax code when we first started to see if some of this stuff was true.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very complicated document, but we talked to our tax our
CPA,
our CPAs, mm-hmm. our certified public accountants, and through the business, this is going to be our second tax cycle going through real estate. Mm-hmm. And the benefits that we have seen is that you can take what would be personal expenses and make them valid business deductions.
Right.
It's possible. I'm not saying it's guaranteed. Ask your accountant. I'm not giving you tax advice. I'm just saying that it's possible. Cell phones,
internet access,
space in the house, mm-hmm. can be counted as office space, tax deduction.
If you run your operation out of your home,
exactly. Mm-hmm. If you rent any other place, any other office space, that is a tax deduction.
Exactly.
Money you pay yourself is considered a business tax deduction. Uh-huh. So your salary.
Uh-huh, your salary.
Travel that you do for business purposes, whether it be far away or even local travel, like every time we drive between our properties, the IRS gives us, 53 cents per mile?
I don't know what it is today.
Because it was getting lowered. Year. I think it was getting lowered to 46 cents.
Yeah, but it's 2017 now, so it could have changed.
But
I think it went 2 cents lower last year, 2016, than it did in 2015.
Was it 53 cents?
I'll double check.
Yeah, we'll look that up. We'll give you all that fact. Mm-hmm. But, we get...
Yeah, you get a percentage for every mile you drive. You get
53 cents the last uh-huh. time I checked right. for every mile. And we drive a lot, obviously. We look at several properties. This year, we literally are going to get a $14,000 deduction just on mileage.
Yeah, estimated.
$14,000
uh-huh.
estimated, deducted off our taxes.
Right.
Talk about, and tax deductions are huge because people talk about them. I mean, you got Donald Trump up in here who hasn't paid taxes in like 18 years because of deductions. And people, it's a conversation. People say, oh, rich people take advantage of deductions. They take advantage of our taxes. They don't pay as much taxes as we are. The truth is, you may have access to the same things that they do. You just don't have the knowledge to go after them.
Exactly. Meaning, are you basically saying that all these tax benefits, at whatever level you are, it's available to us?
Could be, yes. We can't say definitely because right. I don't want to be liable, but it could be. And the mileage thing isn't just for real estate. It's for any business, really.
Right.
Mileage that you drive for business purposes, when you're driving to and for business meetings, when you're driving to your property, if you have a company car that is for driving for company stuff, period, alone, you get money back per mile.
Yeah, not only
for
that,
every mile that you drive.
Dining and entertaining as well.
Dining and entertaining.
Yeah.
We went to Disney World.
We have our lunch breaks. I mean,
it's not lunch breaks, but like lunch meetings when we meet with partners.
Right.
Yeah.
Lunch meetings, even education.
Yeah.
We go to our seminars and we have to fly to Florida to go
100% deducted.
All of it. 100% deducted.
When we fly to Florida, the airfare is 100% deducted. So is the hotel stay. And every meal we eat is 50% deducted.
That's correct.
So there are benefits, y'all. There are benefits. And we're not some big major corporation. We're not Donald Trump, who's allegedly worth billions of dollars. Like, we literally are two people making this money and taking advantage of things that are access to if you have the knowledge to.
Right.
And we just want to make you aware of these possibilities so that you'd be interested enough to maybe take advantage of them. And trust me, there's benefits to any type of business. You get rewarded there are some rewards for being a business owner
right.
and an entrepreneur.
Right.
So if you're looking for tax rewards, please find an accountant. Highly suggest you sit down with an accountant. That's the first thing we did to ask them, what are some things that we need to know before
right.
we start this business
right.
as far as taxes.
Right. Preferably someone who's knowledgeable in exactly what you want to get into.
Exactly. And for real estate, find specifically a CPA who deals with real estate.
Right.
Specifically. It doesn't, because people want your business, so they'll tell you like, yeah, it's all the same. It's really not.
It's
you
really
want
not.
Somebody who specializes.
Right.
Because the tax code is huge.
Right.
And it applies to so many different things. It's like a lawyer. Just because someone's a lawyer don't mean that, that you can get your divorce done by somebody who specializes in criminal justice. They don't maybe know the laws regarding
right.
that
it's,
particular thing.
It's a specific
thing.
Niche.
It's a specific niche. And you want someone who, that's what they 100% of the time do. They know real estate tax code. So get on that if you want, to understand those advantages. But basically, these are the three reasons why
in 2017 you should be investing
in real estate. To go over them, the first one is you get high return on your money. Uh-huh. You make a lot of money.
We love money.
We love money. Wanda loves money.
I do love money. You know why I love money? Because money is going to get me to where I need to be, mm-hmm. so that I can vacation when I need to. I can mm-hmm. have more flexibility to do what I do. Uh-huh. I can spend time with my family and friends. Uh-huh. And literally, I can go to Haiti and lay on that beach as long as I want to.
There you go. And he wants a boat.
You can't tell them all of my
information. Okay, sorry. Just kidding.
Number two?
Number two, you get 100% control, and we also added that it's a tangible asset.
Yes.
You get 100% control. You're the one who decides how your money is risked at the end of the day.
Yeah, seriously.
At the end of the day. I know for a fact I'd feel uncomfortable if I lost all my money in the stock market. I didn't even get to... Like, if someone puts your money in, like, potatoes, and it's like, it crashes. I mean, at the end of the day, you gave up the right to...
Right.
To whatever, you know, to direct your money. But... I just feel comfortable. If I'm going to lose my money, let it be on my watch.
Yeah, let it be your fault.
Let basically. It be my fault. It makes me feel a little better.
Right.
To each his own, but it makes me feel a little better. You get 100% control. And lastly, they are tax benefits. Right. We all know the tax man comes for everything. For gifts. And we've learned a lot about the tax code. There's a gift tax. If you give gifts more than $10,000 in a year, you get taxed on your gifts.
Oh, yeah.
So some of y'all are buying a lot of gifts in Christmas. If you spend more than 10 grand on gifts, you should be paying a tax, by the way. That's a thing. But there's tax benefits that you can start to take advantage of. Taxes that people always talk about. Rich people don't pay as much taxes. And you know what? There may be ways that you can also benefit from the tax code, you know, if you learned about them. And I'm just trying to tell you how real estate as a business has helped us benefit from it.
Right.
So, y'all, we essentially just wanted to kick off the new year with this podcast.
Yes, and we really hope that this is something that benefits you all, because we're going to keep pumping great content like this every week. That's going to be our biggest goal for 2017, is to enrich and empower our millennials, our young people out there, our entrepreneurs.
People of color.
Uh-huh. Anyone out there looking to... grow their businesses, really getting into real estate. We really want to push out as much knowledge and content that we know and things that we can share, so that, you know, we can all be prosperous together.
And truly, to diversify your income and to multiply your income streams, it does not have to be a big... You don't even have to do a full-time like us.
Yep.
You do not. You can supplement your income. You can do one flip a year. If you made an extra $9,000 a year, I'm sure you would not be mad.
Right. And this is nothing to, you know, this is by the thousands, you know?
It can be.
I mean...
It's extra money is the point.
And what I'm trying to say is, usually it's in a short time frame, between 2 weeks to 3 months. And it's a lot of money. It could be of good use.
It could be a very good use.
Whether it's, you know, whether you want to go on your next family vacation.
Pay down debt.
Uh-huh. Pay down that tuition.
Pay down medical bills, which is something we've seen.
There you go.
People trying to do with real estate.
Credit cards.
Paying down, credit cards. Buying a home, saving up to buy a home. There you go. Saving up for your wedding.
Yeah.
Your kids call. Yo, listen, you can make extra money a year by flipping homes.
Definitely.
As many as you'd like. One to unlimited.
Right.
And you can make an extra $100, $500 to unlimited.
Right. And so, one thing I wanted to mention is, you know, you don't need so much money to start real estate investing. You don't need a high credit score.
Nope.
You don't need to have the fanciest education, all these bachelor's degrees and whatnot. You don't need all that stuff. All you need, and what is most important, is that you have a basic education and an idea of what you're going to do in real estate.
And hustle. Everything comes with hard work. Let's just get that the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
Some people think, just because you're saying, oh, this thing, it's simple, they think it's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to my girl, Maciel. Maciel says, just because it's simple does not mean it's easy.
That's the truth.
Everything comes with hard work.
That's the truth.
Everything comes with hard work.
That's the truth.
Anything good, at least.
Yeah.
So, if you liked what you heard today, comment, subscribe, rate us on iTunes. We are also on SoundCloud at Failing to Freedom. in both places. We are also on Instagram. We'll be showing our Instagram. What we usually do on our Instagram page is we show projects that we're currently doing. We give up tips. We post our podcast there. So check us out on Instagram. On Facebook, we also post our podcast. And we would like to start conversations with you on Facebook and Twitter. Our handles are Failing T.O. Freedom on Facebook and Instagram. And Failing the number 2 Freedom on Twitter and Periscope. On Periscope, we're going to do a lot more how-tos, like for some DIYs stuff. And
some, you know, some slight renovations that we're doing at our properties.
Yeah, and also tours for our renovations that are complete. So, yeah, follow us.
That'd be great.
Email us at failingtofreedom@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns,
definitely.
And we'll try to answer them on the podcast.
And guys, if you know anyone, you may not be particularly interested, or you may be. And also, let's spread the word. If you know anyone who's ever thought about real estate or this may be interesting to them, share it.
Yeah.
Share it. When we share our stuff on social media, share them as well.
Yeah, because you never know who's looking for another way to make money.
Exactly. And we want to reach as many people as possible, and we can't do it without your help.
That's it.
All right, y'all.
Thank y'all. See y'all for the rest of the year.
Yeah, 2017. This is going to be a great one.
Thank you, everybody.
Love.